Imagine losing your two front teeth in a single traumatic moment as a sixth grader. How would you face school the next day? How would this change your relationship with your own reflection? Smile takes us on a journey that's simultaneously specific in its dental drama and universally relatable in its exploration of self-image during the turbulent middle school years. It begins with a single misstep, literally. Sixth grader Raina trips and falls after a Girl Scout meeting, causing a horrific dental injury. Her two front teeth are knocked out, blood everywhere, pain searing through her face. The scene unfolds in real time, with friends frozen in horror and the evening's peaceful routine shattered by screams. What makes this moment so poignant is how it captures the intersection of physical and emotional trauma. Raina isn't just dealing with pain, she's confronting a changed appearance during those developmentally crucial years when self-image becomes everything. Raina's dental saga unfolds as an epic journey through specialized procedures, temporary solutions, and seemingly endless appointments. Her dental chair becomes a recurring setting, a place of both anxiety and eventual transformation. We experience the peculiar intimacy of having strangers work inside your mouth for hours, complete with sensory details. The pinch of the Novocaine needle, the strange pressure as the dentist works, the peculiar smell of drill-in tooth. Throughout these appointments, Raina develops coping mechanisms. She learns to dissociate during painful procedures, to focus on the ceiling tiles, to retreat into her thoughts. The financial aspect isn't ignored either. Brief moments show her parents discussing insurance coverage and payment plans, adding another layer of stress to the family dynamic. What emerges from this dental odyssey is a portrait of resilience. Each appointment becomes a small victory in Raina's journey, not just toward dental health, but toward accepting herself and her circumstances. For a middle schooler, appearance isn't just superficial. It's intimately connected to emerging identity. The braces, headgear, and various dental appliances become visual markers of difference at a time when fitting in feels paramount. Raina develops habits to hide her smile, covering her mouth when she laughs, smiling with closed lips for photos, turning away during conversations. One particularly powerful sequence shows her practicing different smiles in the mirror, trying to find one that conceals her dental work while still appearing natural. Her internal dialogue reveals the psychological impact of feeling visibly different. She begins to wonder if her dental issues make her fundamentally less attractive, less worthy of friendship or romantic interest. When a boy she likes makes an offhand comment about her braces, it devastates her, not because it's particularly cruel, but because it confirms her fears that others see her dental work before they see her. Middle school friendships are complex ecosystems, even under the best circumstances. Raina's dental trauma reveals which relationships can withstand pressure and which were built on shaky foundations. Some friends grow uncomfortable with her situation, treating it like something contagious rather than an accident. Others use her vulnerability as an opportunity for subtle put-downs disguised as concern. "You're so brave to smile like that," one friend comments, the backhanded compliment revealing more about the speaker than about Raina. Particularly nuanced is the portrayal of Raina's relationship with her friend Melissa, who initially seems supportive but gradually reveals herself to be someone who builds herself up by putting others down. As Raina navigates these challenging friendships, she begins to recognize the difference between being accepted and being valued. A turning point comes when she meets new friends through an art elective, people who appreciate her creativity and personality rather than judging her appearance. Throughout Raina's dental odyssey, her family serves as both a support system and a source of additional stress. Her parents are consistently supportive of her dental treatment, driving her to countless appointments and managing the financial aspects of her care. But their support isn't always perfectly calibrated to her emotional needs. Her mother walks a fine line between advocacy and pressure, sometimes failing to understand why Raina would rather risk dental setbacks than face social embarrassment. Sibling relationships add another dimension. Raina's younger sister and brother alternate between being sources of annoyance and unexpected allies. They tease her about her dental appliances, as siblings do, but also fiercely defend her when others make comments. What emerges is a portrait of family as imperfect but essential, a group of people who don't always get it right, but who show up consistently, who learn and adapt alongside Reyna as she navigates her challenges. Throughout her dental journey, art becomes Reyna's refuge and means of self-expression. Early in the story, we see her doodling in notebooks, creating fantasy worlds and cartoon characters as a form of escape. Her art initially serves as private sanctuary, something she does for herself rather than for an audience. As the narrative progresses, Reyna begins to share her art with others. She joins the school newspaper as an illustrator, takes art electives, and finds friends who appreciate her creative talents. Through these experiences, she discovers that her value isn't limited to her appearance. She has gifts to offer that transcend physical concerns. The story subtly tracks the evolution of Reyna's artistic style, from simplistic and derivative to more sophisticated and personal, reflecting her growing confidence in her own voice. This artistic development parallels her emotional growth. Both involve finding authentic self-expression rather than trying to conform to external expectations. After years of procedures, Reyna's dental reconstruction is finally complete. The physical transformation is dramatic. Her smile is straight, her front teeth replaced with natural-looking implants, her orthodontic appliances removed. But the more significant change is internal. She no longer feels defined by her dental trauma. Early in her treatment, smiling was an act of vulnerability that exposed her to potential judgment. She developed habits to hide her teeth, covering her mouth, smiling with closed lips, turning away from cameras. As her dental work progressed and her self-confidence grew, these defensive behaviors slowly fell away. What makes this resolution particularly satisfying is that it doesn't suggest perfection. Reyna's dental work is complete, but she still carries the memory of her trauma. She's made peace with her appearance, but she hasn't forgotten the journey. Her genuine smile at the story's conclusion represents not just dental success, but emotional wisdom, the kind that can only come through navigating challenges rather than avoiding them. Our truest smiles don't come from perfect appearances, but from embracing our whole selves, including the parts that have been broken and healed.